Hello.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Miss Roberts?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's the name?
Juanita Roberts.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The president called me this morning for some information.
All right.
Said he would try to call me this afternoon or in the morning, but I have it now, and I thought I'd like to dictate it so he can have it on his return.
All right.
And this is personal and confidential.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, here is a quick report on Harold Walker.
All right.
He is the son of Clifford M. Walker.
How do you spell Gim?
M.
M as in Mary.
Yeah.
All right.
Walker, who was elected governor in 1922, began in 1924. At that time, the state had 2-year terms, and now it's 4-year terms.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Walker came in at a time of deficits, and some turmoil caused by Tom Watson, who had been elected to the Senate in 1920.
Mm-hmm.
In the same campaign, Governor Walker had run second in a campaign for the governorship. His administration was largely ineffective because of the great divisions in the state, but he was a highly respected man of complete honesty, but with almost no political experience. He was a businessman. He had been a businessman farmer.
Mm-hmm.
New paragraph. Harold Walker, his son, is about 47 years of age. He was for some time a member of a law firm, of which James V is in Victory, Carmichael, now president of Scripto Pencil Company, and a director of the Lockheed Company, was a senior member. Walker is highly regarded. He is the soul of honor, and is honest and able. The Lockheed people think most highly of him. He has had considerable success for Lockheed in negotiating labor and race problems. He is a quiet, disposition. But this might be helpful in the sort of situations in which he would have to operate. He's not a table pounder, but his ability to get people to listen and to negotiate has been very well demonstrated. Lockheed credits him with the success they've had in their own operation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sure that Lockheed would arrange to give him a leave if the job under consideration is it requires his full time. It requires him full time.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. James B. Carmichael told me this morning that he is a director. Would be glad to help out in this matter if necessary.
All right.
Walter is married, has a family, and is. Well, I should have put that up in the other part up there. If you just stick that up there, it's all about the details that he's married, has a family, and is.
All right.
And is highly regarded by his neighbors. New paragraph. I thought I would simply telephone this up and have it waiting for you when you return, rather than having to telephone me about it. I will I'm thinking over the other problem we discussed. We'll try to have some ideas on it.
Mm-hmm.
Best regards.
Yes, sir.
Ralph McGill.
Now,
the Constitution.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Mr. McHale. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Are you waiting?